Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. John chapter 10, verses 3 and 4 say these wonderful words. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So a question for you today is, who is leading you? Whose voice are you following? Who are you being influenced by? All throughout life, we hear voices that seek to lead and to influence us. The other day, I was at Bush Pasture Park up in Salem, and I was watching as a flock of children was walking by. I think it was some kind of field trip, and there was a flock of children, and they were doing some kind of nature walk. And the teacher was leading them through this nature walk, and as far as I could tell, the kids did get from point A to point B. That's a good thing. Maybe you remember those field trips of whatever age you might have been, but we're led all through our lives. We have voices leading us all through our lives. From the time we're in preschool and you have your preschool teacher tell you to put on your listening ears and to grab hands with your neighbor, and they're led like this cute little group right over to the circle time. I couldn't help but think about the little t-ball players that I saw this past Wednesday that were using our field. Adorable as they're learning the basics, listening to the voices of their coaches. As we grow up, we have these voices and their influence upon us. You go to high school field trips, and if you're paying attention at least, you hear the voice of the person instructing you on your field trip. Many times at the university, I have seen college campus tours and a whole flock of prospective students being led around campus by someone who is seeking to have them join Western Oregon University. All through our lives, there are pop stars, politicians, people of influence, popular advertisements, and yes, pastors and religious leaders that all have their voices and they have their influence, or they seek to have their influence. So the question is, who is leading you as you go through life? Because the truth of the matter is, not every voice that you hear is a good voice. Not every voice that you hear will lead you in the right direction. So this brings us to the Good Shepherd. Do we hear his voice? Today I'd like to look at John chapter 10 and the first part of that lesson. You'll notice that we have a theme going on. It's a pretty obvious theme, I hope, with the hymns that we've sung so far, with the prayer, with the sheep for the children's message, Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And Jesus in this chapter gives one of the I am statements. In the book of John, we have seven different I am statements. And one of the I am statements that Jesus gives is, I am the Good Shepherd. And that's in verse 11, the verse right after our reading for today. But let's look at the context for today's reading. Today's reading starts a little earlier. But before that, we look back to John 9, the previous chapter. What's going on? What sets the context? Well, if you remember, a couple weeks back, I don't remember when it was, but I preached on Jesus healing the man who was born blind. Jesus heals the blind man. Remember what happens with the religious leaders when Jesus heals the blind man? They're not too pleased about it. They go and they inquire of the man's parents to see if this is legit. They talk to the guy over and over again, asking questions. And finally, they kick the guy out of the synagogue. Here, be gone. The religious leaders are kicking a man out of a place where he's going to hear scriptures, where he's going to hear God's word being spoken, and he gets kicked out. Well, do you think Jesus was happy about this? No. He has some interesting words for the religious leaders and for those that are hearing. This is what he says in John chapter 10, verse 1, right after the episode with the blind man. He says in John chapter 10, verse 1, truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Who is Jesus talking about? The religious leaders. Those that are claiming authority, those that are using their voice to lead people, but where are they leading them is the question. We know that Jesus has some harsh words for these blind guides. As he says in Matthew 23, "You blind guides, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence." He's concerned about those that are being led astray. This is the same concern that God had for people, as we hear recorded in Ezekiel chapter 34 in the Old Testament. Ezekiel was given these words. It says in Ezekiel chapter 34, "The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds," so-called shepherds of Israel. "Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, ah, shepherds of Israel, who you have been feeding yourselves. Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they are scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts." Whoa. Some harsh words against those that would falsely lead God's people. But Ezekiel prophesies about one who would come and lead the people. It says in Ezekiel 34, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak." And what does Jesus say in John chapter 10, verse 11? "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." In contrast of the self-indulgence and the selfish serving of the so-called shepherds, Jesus, the good shepherd, lays down his life, sacrificing himself on the cross for you. And for me. So what about all these other voices that seek to lead? I think sometimes we can become distracted from the voice of the Good Shepherd, especially with all the chatter that we hear around us and all the voices that we hear in society. What voice are we listening to? As we send our children off to school, what are they hearing as they are being taught? I hope that they're hearing some good things to help make them good and useful members of society. But sadly, unfortunately, there are lies that are mixed in with the teachings at school and the lies that we hear in the media and upon the televisions. People hearing the lies that this world happened by chance, that you're just an accident, that it's okay to kill unborn children, that it's okay to marry whomever you want, that it's okay to have a gender of your own social construct, that you can be whoever you feel like. There's all these lies, and the list could go on, the lies that are being taught in society. And the sad part of this is that these lies are seeping into the churches as well. These lies are then being taught also in the churches, places where the Word of God should be taught. And in addition, there are other lies that if you serve Jesus, your life will definitely be prosperous and happy. The lie that you are saved by faith and by works. The lie that good doctrine, good teaching doesn't really matter. The lie that the Bible contains errors. The lies that Satan loves to hear in churches. Lies. And what do these lies do? They erode the foundation of the Word of God. They cause doubt in our young people who start falling away and succumb to sheep snatchers. God have mercy. But we have the voice of the Good Shepherd who speaks truth, who speaks life. John chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus says, "I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go out in and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is the good shepherd that says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. This is the good shepherd that says in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the Jesus, the good shepherd, who says in the Last Supper, this is my body, this is my blood given and shed for you. This is the one who on the cross, who sacrificed himself for you selflessly, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And this is the good shepherd who said those words, it is finished, it is accomplished, and he said those on behalf of you. This is the truth. The good shepherd is the one who speaks truth to you. How do we discern the voice of the good shepherd? Because the good shepherd speaks, and the sheep of the good shepherd know the good shepherd's voice. The other day I saw a YouTube video of a shepherd and some other people and a flock of sheep. There was this group of sheep out in a field, if you can picture this. They were grazing and enjoying and doing what sheep do. And the shepherd, gave them, these people that were watching, an opportunity to try and call out to the sheep. It's kind of an interesting experiment to see if the people that were there taking this tour could call out to the sheep and have the sheep respond. Well, a couple of the people started calling out to the sheep, and the sheep just kept grazing as if nothing had happened. Hey, hey, nothing happened. The sheep didn't do a thing. Several people tried, and they thought, haha, maybe I can call to the sheep and maybe I can get their attention. But all these different people tried, and the sheep just ignored them. But then it was so amazing to watch. When the shepherd called out, all of a sudden you could see the sheep's ears perk up. The ears perked up, and pretty soon the head started perking up, looking around, and they started looking all in the direction of the shepherd. And pretty soon you see one sheep who starts stepping towards the shepherd, and pretty soon another and another, and pretty soon this whole flock of sheep is running towards the shepherd. So glad to hear his voice, so glad to come. And then he fed them. He took care of them. He just called them by their name, and they came and they flocked to the voice of the shepherd. So how do you and I, as sheep of the good shepherd, hear his voice? How does he speak to you and to me? He speaks to you and to me by his word. By his word. And this word is what sets you free. This word is what speaks of the grace given to you by your good shepherd. This speaks to you of one who truly loves you. Just, you know, a lot of people can say that they love you, and they don't mean it. But the good shepherd, when he speaks of his love for you, he means it. He showed it to you with his death for you on the cross and his resurrection to save you. To save you from yourself, to save you from sin, from death, from the power of Satan. This is the good shepherd who loves you. So how do we know when we're hearing truth of God's word? Because there are people that would claim to speak truth. Well, we evaluate that based on whether the word of God is being spoken. We can evaluate when someone speaks. Are they speaking because they're seeking to gain power or profit or prestige? Or are they pointing to Christ in word and deed? If you hear messages, but you don't hear of Christ in those messages, then you have to ask yourself, is the word of God being proclaimed? What is the focus? It really, in some ways, goes back to last week's sermon. Remember last week, on the road to Emmaus, Jesus was expounding and explaining the scriptures. And ultimately, what was he doing? He was pointing to himself. Ultimately, that's what the scriptures do, is they point to the salvation found through Jesus Christ. So as you listen to messages, as you read devotional materials, if over and over again and you read these devotionals, the Word of God is left out and it's just a bunch of clever ideas, then you might want to find a different devotional. If Jesus and his self-sufficiency for you is not factored into the messages and devotions, then maybe you want to find a different devotional. It takes discernment. Notice what the Christians in Acts chapter 2 in our first reading were doing. It says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." They were following the words of the apostles, and the apostles got their word from who? From Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul makes this point. He says, "I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." The people point out, we did not follow cleverly invented myths or ideas, but rather we report to you the truth. So this is where I ask for your prayers. I beg for your prayers. Because as one called to be a pastor, and by the way, the word pastor has to do with being a shepherd, an under-shepherd of the good shepherd, I'm not supposed to make up a bunch of my own stuff. I'm to listen to the good shepherd and to share that with you. I beg you for your prayers. That God would give me the words, that Dallas Dubke's words would not be shared, but rather the Word of God would be shared with you, so that you would be pointed over and over again to your Savior and to what God has done for you. Acts chapter 20, Paul says to the elders, the pastors of Ephesus, he says, "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood." This is God's church. This is the church of the Good Shepherd. But there's also discernment that you need to have as you hear God's word. The flock needs to be discerning. Martin Luther talks about the tenderness and the beauty of the gospel. He says, "Now the gospel is so tender and precious, it cannot endure any addition or extra doctrines. The spiritual doctrines of getting to heaven with fasting, prayer, and other similar works, they in themselves are side paths which the gospel will not suffer. But the opponents want them, therefore they are thieves and murderers, for they outrage consciences and slay and murder the sheep." It's pretty adamant about the things that were going on, that the lies that you are saved by what you do in addition to Christ. It is Christ alone for you and for your salvation. Not all the books and the devotionals and the blog posts that you read, even if they have the name Christian on them, not all of them are good. You'll find a lot of books at the Christian bookstore. But just because you find it in the Christian bookstore does not make it a good book. There's a lot of, I could use a number of words to describe what is in the Christian bookstores. That's where it takes discerning. Again, does it point to Christ and what Christ has done for you? Or is it all about you and having your best life now? So I ask that you would be discerning as God's people, that you would ask the Holy Spirit to give you discernment as you hear messages being preached and proclaimed. That's why the elders in this congregation, one of their tasks in this congregation is to keep me accountable. Their job is to make sure that the Word of God is being preached and taught as it's meant to be here in this congregation. So I ask, flock, that you would be discerning in the messages that you hear. The beauty of the gospel is that you have the voice of the Good Shepherd. You have the voice of the Good Shepherd who calls you by name. And in a world where you are one of 6.8 billion plus people, what an amazing message that the Good Shepherd knows your name. Yes, he knows you. He knows everything about you. He knows your current struggles, your current financial situation. He knows all the stuff that you are worried about. He knows what's going to happen to you this afternoon and tomorrow. And guess what? He loves you, and he's going to guide you and take care of you. We can say those words as we trust in our good shepherd. I am Jesus' little lamb. Ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. The shepherd knows you. He's going to guide you. He's going to take care of you. We sang that beautiful psalm, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I want to give a final blessing to you. A blessing from Hebrews chapter 13. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard, guide, and keep your hearts and minds in the one true faith, until life everlasting. Amen.